knows Nibbana object, etc. All these samadhiti are called Jadu Sijja Samadhiti, the right views on four noble truth.
这些都是基于我见，这些都是指五蕴，身见就是指五蕴为自我的邪见，也有很多不同的正见，例如禅那正见和禅之相应的禅那智慧，色名色正见。 就是真实名色的毗婆舍那智，甘玛萨嘎达正见就是缘色受智，这是因和果的毗婆舍那智，毗婆舍那正见名色的无常苦无我的毗婆舍那智，道正见和果正见就是观涅槃所缘等等。 所有的这些证件被称为四谛证件，这是对四圣谛升起的证件。Any
question?
有问题吗？你世俗谛怎么样？听不清。它是名言量，名言。 名言假名安利，他，The Samudhi Sajja conventional truth, it is 假名安利 it is based on. Based on Panyati. So is this also Michaditi?
We call this is Loka Saminya Adhavara.
Loka
Saminya.
Loka Samanya
Adhavara.
Adhavara. Oh, 刚才是有了是吧？ Oh, 我们称为这是世间假名我的原意 Loka Samana Adhavara.
But this Adhavara is weak.
这个我见是弱的 weak. 是弱的。
Sometimes this is called Sakaya Diti.
有时候称为 Sajjayajan or Sanjan.
Although this is weak, but it is very strong.
虽然是弱，有时候也强，也是强的。
Why?
为什么?
If they cannot remove this perception, they cannot see Paramattha Nama Rupa.
因为如果他假如不能 去除这些概念的话， 他不能见到真实法。
If they cannot see Paramattha Nama Rupa, they cannot understand their causes also.
如果他不能见到真实的名色， 他也无法了解他的因缘。
If they do not discern, if they cannot discern Paramattha Nama Rupa, they have no inside knowledge of Nama Rupa Paricchida Jnana.
如果他们不能观察这些真实的名色，那么他就没有这个名色区别智。If
they do not understand their causes, the causal relationship between cause and effect, they cannot attain Paricchida Paricchida Jnana.
如果他们不能观察真实名色的因缘，还有它的因果关系，他就不能得到缘色受智。
These Namarupa Paricchida Jnana and Paricchida Paricchida Jnana are the basic inside knowledge of Vipassana.
这名色区别智和颜色受智 是毗婆舍那的基础基本。
This is beginning stage.
这是开始的阶段。
If they do not successful this beginning stage, they cannot study real vipassana.
如果他们对这开始的阶段不成功的话，他们无法继续真正的毗婆舍那。
So, without trying vipassana, they cannot attain nirvana.
不尝试毗婆舍那就不能证得涅槃。
If they cannot attain nirvana, they cannot escape from four abhayas.
如果没证到涅槃，就不能脱离四恶趣。
They cannot escape from 31 planes.
不能脱离投生畜生道。
So this wrong view also, we should remove this wrong view also.
所以我们也还是应该去除这些这种邪见。
But sometimes Buddha also taught this conventional truth because of sila.
有时候佛由于戒，因为戒的原因，他也说这种世俗地的我。
Sometimes because of concentration practice.
有时候是由于修定。
When Buddha taught sila purification of bhaju, he must use conventional truth.
当佛陀教导戒的时候，他必须用这世俗地。
It is not possible to teach that you should not kill namarupa.
说你不能杀名色，这是不可能的，不可能这样子教导。
He must teach you must not kill other beings.
他必须教导你不能杀其他的友情。
You should pay respect to mother, to father, etc.
你必须恭敬父母。
He do not teach you should pay respect to namarupa.
他没有教导你必须恭敬名色。
He do not tell namarupa, please come to me.
他没有说名色，请你过来。
Oh, bhikkhu, please come to me.
他说比丘，请过来。
Sometimes, like Patavi Gassina or Anabana Brihbhaga Nimeda, they are concepts, conventional truth only.
有时候安波念或者第一片处的所言，他们是这种世俗地的真理。
If you want concentration practice to be successful, you should try this conventional. You must pay attention on this conventional truth objects.
如果你想修定成功的话，你就必须专注在这种世俗地的所言。
If you pay attention anabana kamadhana systematically, you can attain up to fourth jhana concentration.
如果你修安般念成功，你可以证得第四禅。
If you pay attention namarupa, then you cannot attain jhana.
如果你只专注在名色，你不能证得禅那。
In the same way, if you pay attention to your Gassina object systematically, then you can attain Aismabadi concentration.
同样的，如果你专注地片处所言，你可以证得八等智。
So, sometimes Buddha taught for concentration practice, conventional truth.
所以佛陀有时候教导禅定的时候用这种世俗地。
Sometimes Buddha taught to protect the world, conventional truth.
有时候佛为了保护这个世间而用世俗地。
According to Buddha Abhidhamma, if we analyze further, there is only namarupa.
依据阿毗达摩，如果我们分析父亲，那只有名色。
If we analyze mother, there is also namarupa.
如果分析母亲，也只是有名色。
If we analyze daughter, there is also namarupa.
如果分析女儿，也只是名色。
If we analyze the son, there is also nama rupa.
如果分析儿子，也只是名色。
If we analyze the Buddha, there is also nama rupa.
如果分析佛陀，也只是名色。
So all are nama rupas.
一切都只是名色。
This is paramattha sitya.
这是圣义谛。
Ultimate real truth.Ultimate real truth.
究竟真正的真理。
So they are nama rupas.
他们是名色。
If they are nama rupa, if they cannot distinguish this is father, this is mother, this is son, this is daughter, then there may be many problems.
如果他们只知道这是名色而不能区别，这是父亲，这是母亲，这是女儿、儿子。那就会产生很多的问题。
They may do wrong actions to each other.
他们会彼此的做出坏的行为。
If they try like that, there will be many akusalas.
If they try
wrong actions, there will be many akusalas.
如果他们做了不好的行为，就会有很多不善的业。
Sometimes Buddha had many compassion on all beings.
有时候佛陀对众生很慈悲。
Because of this reason, sometimes Buddha also taught conventional truth.
由于这原因，有时候佛陀也教导世俗谛。
Okay.
可以。
Then there may be another question. Any question? Then if there are no question, then we'll stop 41.
我们休息一会。自行方便。
I want to say a little bit further. Conventional truth alone not enough to attain nirvana.
禅师想再补充一点。单单世俗地并不能证得涅槃。
If you want to go to Nirvana, you should also try Paramattha Sitya.
如果你想到达涅槃，你也应该尝试圣义地。
You should try to see Paramattha Nama Rupa and their causes.
你应该尝试去见真实的名色和他们的因缘。
Then you should study the nature of anicca dukkha anatta of these paramattha nama rupa and causes.
接着应该学习这些真实名色的和因缘的无常苦无我。
This vipassana insight knowledge can produce to attain nirvana.
这样的毗婆舍那智能够到达涅槃。
So Buddha taught both conventional truth and paramattha sitya. Samudhi sitya and paramattha sitya.
所以佛陀教导世俗谛和圣义谛二者。
Okay.
可以吗？
Then we will continue question number 11.
现在问题十一。
How should a yogi practice yoniso manasikara in daily life in practicing samatha vipassana?
一位行者如何在日常生活中和在修习止观中如理作意？
The best yoniso manasikara is vipassana. If you can try up the vipassana stage, you can really understand.The best yoniso manasikara, right attention. Then if you can try vipassana always in your daily life, it will produce good results such as Magga Phala, which sees Nibbana. But if you cannot try up the Vipassana stage, then you should pay attention through hearsay that Sabbe Sankhara Anicca. All conditioned things are impermanent. This is also Yoniso Manasikara, but this is very weak in a hearsay Yoniso Manasikara only.
最好的如理作意就是毗婆舍那。如果你能够试着到达毗婆舍那的阶段，你就能够真正的了解最好的如理作意。然后，假如你在日常生活中经常修习毗婆舍那，它将会产生善果，例如见到涅槃的道果。不过，假如你不能到达毗婆舍那的阶段，那你应该专注在听闻而来的诸行无常的含义，这也是一种如理作意，不过这是非常弱的，而且是一种听闻的如理作意。
Again, if you can train the four Brahma Vihara, and if you can especially emphasize on Upaka Brahma Vihara, then it is also good Yoniso Manasikara.Because Upaka Brahma Vihara is based on paying attention to the theory of the law of karma, such as Sabbe Saddha Karma Saga. All beings have karma as their own property. Sometimes you should also reflect on the effects produced by Ayoniso Manasikara. Due to Ayoniso Manasikara, many Akusala karma will come one by one successively.This Akusala Karma will produce many sufferings in the four Abhaya. These are Yoniso Manasikara. You should try it in your daily life.
此外，如果你能试着修习四梵住，而且你能特别着重在舍梵住，那么这也是好的如理作意，因为舍梵住是基于作意业力法则的理论。例如 Sabbe Saddha Karma Saga， 所有的友情拥有业力，就如同拥有他们自己的财产。有时候你也应该思维由不如理作意产生出来的影响，因为不如理作意不善业会一个接着一个连接着而来，那这不善业会产生许多四恶趣的痛苦，这些也是如理作意，你应该在你日常生活中试着用它。
OK，
可以吗
？Then we will continue question 12.
问题十二。
What is the difference between Manasikara and practicing the seven Bhujanga?
如理作意和七觉知有何不同？
When you are practicing the seven Bhujanga, there are usually 34 mental formations headed by the Bhujanga Pedas. Among these 34, Manasikara is one Chidesika. These 34 mental formations are sometimes called Vipassana insight knowledge, because among these 34 Vinya insight knowledge is the main Pada.
当你正在修习七觉知的时候，通常有34心所被七觉知所引导。在这34心所当中，如理作意是一个心所。这34心所有时被称为毗婆舍那智，因为在这34中，慧是主要的，毗婆舍那智是主因。
In this case, you should understand the three types of Manasikara. Number one, Aramana Paripadaka Manasikara. Number two, Viti Paripadaka Manasikara.Number three, Jivana Paripadaka Manasikara. Number one, Aramana Pribhadaka Manasikara means the Manasikara Chetasika. Its function is to make the object clear to the yogi's mind. Number two, Viti Pribhadaka Manasikara Vincha Dwara Vajana. The five sense doors advertising consciousness in the five sense door thought process. Because of this manasikara, all five sense door thought process can take their respective object. Number three, Chavana Paripadaka Manasikara. It is Manodhvara Vajana, mind door advertising consciousness in Manodhvara thought process. Uttapana determining consciousness in Vinchadhvara thought process. This manasikara is called Yoniso Manasikara as well as Ayoniso Manasikara. Depending upon this manasikara, Javana Oga. If it is Yoniso Manasikara, then Javana are always Kusala. For Buddha Jana in Sikha, in Agriya for Arahants. When it is Ayoniso Manasikara, then Javana will always be Agusala.
在这例子中，你应该了解三种座椅： 一， Aramana Patipadaka Manasikara； 二， Viti Patipadaka Manasikara； 三， Javana Patipadaka Manasikara。 第一种， Aramana Patipadaka Manasikara， 就是座椅心所， 它的功能就是让所缘在行者的心中清楚。 2. Viti Patipadaka Manasikara 即是在五根门心路历程中的五门转向式 Panchadwara Avajana 因为这如理作意，所有的五根门心路历程能取得他们个别所缘。 3. Javana Patipadaka Manasikara 即是在一门心路过程中的一门转向式 Manodwara Avajana 以在五门心路过程中的决定式 Vodapana 这座椅被称为如理座椅和不如理座椅依于这座椅塑形心升起假如是如理座椅 对凡夫和有些而言，是善塑形心；对阿罗汉而言，是为作毗卢里作意时，将是不善塑形心。When
you are trying, when you are practicing seven bhujangas. At that day, Aramana Paripadaka Manasikara and Javana Paripadaka Manasikara both are very important.
当你在休息七觉知的时候, 这 Aramana Paripadaka Manasikara 和 Javana Paripadaka Manasikara 是很重要的。
When you are practicing seven bhujanga pedas, there are, I had been explained, 34 mental formations.
当在休息七觉知的时候，已经有解释过，通常有34种心所。
Among these 34, manasikara chetasika is one peda.
Again?
Among these 34 mental formations, Manasikara Chetasika is one pada.
在这34个心所当中，坐意是其中之一。
So I want here to explain with examples.
现在禅师想举例说明。
Now are you are trying Anapana Kamathana.
现在你在修 Anapana 念。
If you try systematically, there may occur Anapana Patibhaga Nimeda.
如果有系统的休息，将产生禅相。
So when Anapana Panibhaga Nimeda Oga, at that time, seven bhujanga pedas are present.
当四相升起的时候，七觉之存在。
Mindfulness on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Sati Sampojjhanga.
觉知禅相，觉知这安般念的四相是念觉知。
At the time, you must pay attention to Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta.
在那时候，你必须注意Anapana的四相。
Without attention, you cannot, there cannot be mindfulness on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta.
没有注意的话，就不会有正念于这安般念的四相。
That attention called Manasikara Chittasika.
这作意注意就称为 is called Manasikara.
Manasikara Chittasika.
就称为作意心所。
As well as Jhavana Paribhadaka Manasikara.
或者称Jhavana Paribhadaka Manasikara.
In other words,Yoni, this is Yoniso Manasikara.
Again?
In another word, this is called Yoniso Manasikara.
换句话说，这是如理作意。
Now I will explain again. Mindfulness on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Sati Sampojjhanga.
现在禅师想解释，觉知阿那巴那念的四相是念觉知。
Penetrating the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Dhamma Vichaya Sampojjhanga.
Penetrating
on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Dhamma Vichaya Sampojjhanga.
Penetrating 透彻底的专注这个阿那巴那的四相是则法觉知。
When you say penetrate,
为什么说这种透彻的专注 penetrate?
In the beginning stage, when you are studying anapana, in the beginning stage, you cannot see anapana paribhaga nimitta.
在开始的阶段不能看到安波念的禅相。
If you try step by step, stage by stage, continuously, when concentration also mature, at that time you can see Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta.
如果有步骤的，不断的修习安波念，就会看到这个安波念的四相。
So.Because of, due to this reason, we say that you penetrate Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object.
由于这原因，我们说你透彻的专注安波念的四相。
This is Dhamma Vichaya Sampojjhanga.
这就是则法觉知。
The effort to know.Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta is Viriya Sampojjhanga.
觉知安波念四相的精进称为精进觉知。
Happiness on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Piti Sampojjhanga.
对于安波念四相的喜称为喜觉知。
Tranquility of mind on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Pasati Sampojjhanga.
对于安波念所言四相所言的清安称为清安觉知。
Concentration on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Samadhi Sampojjhanga.
对于安波念四相所言的专注称为定觉知。
Equanimity on the Anapana Paribhaga Nimitta object is Upekkha Sampojjhanga.
对安波念四相所言的舍心 称为舍觉知。
So if you pay attention on the Anapanasatipaka Nimitta object, seven Bhujangapettas are present at that time.
所以当你专注安。